The reports that we are getting from the Central African Republic's capital, Bangui, is that recent fighting, at least in two neighborhoods of the city, has displaced thousands of people. That's really an alarming situation, and we are concerned on this latest round of displacement. UNHCR is calling on authorities to take immediate action to protect civilians from harm and also allow them to return home immediately.
When you said thousands have been displaced, what numbers do you have?
UNHCR on the ground with other humanitarian actors is trying to verify the exact numbers. But colleagues have told us from the ground in Bangui that the numbers are big and they are in thousands. What we can tell you that from visits to the airport, where around 5,000 to 6,000 people from these recent events have taken refuge, they are now on the runway of the Bangui's international airport, blocking all the air traffic going in and out of the country. But we're still trying to ascertain the exact numbers.
And do you know who is fighting who?
There are reports which suggest that there are armed groups in different localities which are fighting, due to whom these people are fleeing, but also the overall situation in Bangui is of great concern to us. In past 10 days, arbitrary arrest, detention, torture, extortion, and armed robberies, together with physical violence, has actually compelled people to leave their homes. And this is basically in two neighborhoods. They're called Boireb and Boing areas of Bangui.
Has UNHCR staff on the ground been able to reach these people who are displaced, or is violence preventing you from reaching these people?
Overall, security is a concern in Bangui and CAR, but UNHCR staff have been able to reach people who have sought refuge on the runway of the Bangui International Airport. They have also been visiting these people in other localities. For example, some 500 people have found shelter in an hospital where overcrowding and bad sanitary conditions are a major concern for us. We are trying to see how best to help them, but with other humanitarian agencies, we are in discussions with the authorities, making sure that the authorities provide safety and security to these people and also help them return to their homes. We hope this situation is not going to prolong. In CR, even before these events, we already had over 206,000 internally displaced people.
Now, CAR has been volatile over the past few months. How would you describe the security situation there for those internally displaced?
The overall security situation is really bad, and for civilians, it is getting worse day by day. What we have seen over the last few months, that lawlessness is all around. People have really struggled in terms of securing their areas and also in terms of their own safety. And this recent incidents just add to that sense of insecurity. And this is the reason that people are now trying to flee to more secure areas within the capital of the Bangui too. So the situation is not good on the ground.
UNHCR is appealing to the authorities to provide safety and security for the internally displaced. Is it that the government has been unable to tame this rebel or these armed fighters who are roaming around and creating insecurity?
The authorities on the ground are responsible to provide safety and security to these people, and that's why we are calling on the authorities to take immediate action to protect civilians from harm. What we have seen is there have been rounds of incidents which has made people more insecure, and that's the reason they have fled their homes for their own safety and security concerns. We have been calling from time to time on the local authorities. They make sure that civilians are not harmed and they are protected.